Jag's brow rose.
Yes? Upstairs. Even with the stim shot, Jaina found it an effort to talk, and her thoughts were beginning to grow hazy again.
Alive! Get her out!
Jag nodded.
I'll make sure.
Not someone slow, Jaina warned. She has blaster rifles.
No surprise there,
said a familiar, cocky voice.
She's Mandalorian, right?
Jaina looked up to see her parents rushing over. Their eyes were rimmed with red and their faces were pale, but her father was doing his best to look smug and confident, while her mother was trying, and failing, to hide her alarm behind a calm veneer. As they drew nearer and saw Jason's head resting in Jaina's lap, they finally exhausted their last reserves of composure. Her father's lip began to tremble, and her mother's brown eyes turned liquid with sadness. They knelt beside her, trying not to look at their son's body, but unable not to, and seemed helpless to speak around the lumps in their throats. After a couple of seconds, her mother pulled an air splint from the med pack in her hands and immobilized Jaina's broken arm, while her father found a canister of Steri-Num and gingerly sprayed her burns. The task seemed to help them focus their thoughts, and they began to give her unscorched shoulder and unbroken arm tentative squeezes of affection. Once her back was coated with Steri-Num, her father finally seemed to find the strength to speak.
How you doing, kid?
How I look,
Jaina replied.
And not just the outside.
Her father nodded.
Yeah, me too.
He looked back toward the door, where Silgal had just arrived, leading a pair of young Jedi Knights with a hover gurney.
But you've got to pull through, okay? I don't know if we can make it without you.
I do.
Jaina looked to her mother, then added,
You together? Nothing can break that.
Her mother smiled sadly.
Maybe not,
she said, stepping back so Silgal and her assistants could start to work.
But I'm really tired of having that tested. So you listen to your father.